This is the Andres Segovia Show.
My name is Eric Finman. I am the founder and inventor of the Freedom Phone. Before this, my background was Bitcoin. I'm the youngest Bitcoin millionaire. So that is what I did and who I was kind of before this phone. But now, today and forever on, I am the Freedom Phone CEO. So this is the Freedom Phone.
And we're going to get to that. Hey, everyone, it's Andres. I was just minding my own business, scouring the web as I normally do, especially at the end of a workday. Then every now and then I check Freedom Phone, like, okay, yeah, nothing to see here. Like, wait a minute, what's this? Specs? Wait, what specs? The very thing I've been demanding and other techies have been demanding, we finally get specs? Where is it? Let me see. Is it here? No. Is it here? No. Here? No. Here? No. Still nothing here. It looks the same. Specs. Okay, so let's click the link. Let's go to the spec sheet. Well, we finally have a spec sheet. And look at this. It's from $500. Well, to be fair, it's just $500 plus $20 shipping fee. That's $519.98 when you check out, if you're going to check out. But here we go. We have some specs. And for all of us that have been declaring that this thing is nothing more than this cheap knockoff phone, the Humidigi A9 Pro, which is available on Amazon today for $180. Is it really? Let's find out, shall we? Freedom OS, yes, I heard that before. Is it an Android device? Is it an iPhone that you somehow jailbroken? Or is it a completely new operating system you happen to come up with over the past few months and had developers develop apps for it? No, we know it's an Android open source project software. It's okay, you can admit it, it's fine. But you gotta be upfront about it and how long you intend to support it. Okay, it says it's just over 6 inches tall, HD IPS display. I know what that means, IPS display. Cameras, front-facing 8 megapixel camera, rare 13, wait a minute, what's this? Rare cameras, there's only three of them here. 13 megapixel, that's two and a two. I'm sure one of them's for macro and the other one is like ultra pixel or whatever for what, night mode? Hold on, dude, there's like, what did you say here?
It's an incredible phone. Here, I'll take it out of the box here. Here, I've already been playing with it. So normally it comes in a beautiful phone case there, comes with its own, you know, comes with screen protector, comes with its own transparent case. But yeah, this is it. You know, it's super cool. You've got it here, and then, you know, you feel like it's got a 48 megapixel camera on the back. It has four cameras, an infrared sensor, plus a flashlight. It's got secure encrypted fingerprint scanner, but you know we're not all like Apple, where, you know, where does that go, right? And then yeah, it comes preloaded with all your favorite apps. So it has Newsmax, ONN, Parler, Rumble, Telegram. Hmm. So you got it right there. That's the home screen. So when you first boot it up, that's the first thing you see. So anyways, you can see it here. It's got aluminum sides, glass back. You know, it feels like a nice quality watch. But yeah, I mean, you can get banned apps on here, you know, like WikiLeaks, that's a banned app. You can get Gab on here.
Okay. All right. That's as much as I could tolerate. You said 48 megapixel camera. And yet the day before, you told the Gateway Pundit this octa-core processor had 32 megapixel camera. And the spec sheet officially on freedomphone.com mysteriously leaves out both. It's not a 32 or it's not a 48. I would have believed a 32 or a 48 because exactly what the Humidigi has. RAM and storage, 4 gigabytes, 64. Oh my goodness, it's so frustrating having to repeat this over and over again. 4 gigabytes RAM, 64 gigabytes of onboard storage. You gave us the specs because you said so here. It is a 4 gigabyte RAM device with 64 gigabytes onboard storage. 1.8 gigahertz, octa-core processor. There it is. But is it this phone or is it not? Because apparently, look at the chassis. It is supposed to be just over six inches tall. This Humidigi, man, I hope I'm saying that right too, is not even that tall. This one's a 6.3. The aspect ratio is correct, but look, 6.3. So it's not even this one. On July 15th, the Daily Beast, and I can't believe I have to source these guys, but this is what you told them when they suspected this was the UMIDG A9 Pro. Finman confirmed that the Freedom phone was manufactured by UMIDG, but couldn't say immediately which UMIDG phone it was based on. Enough is enough. So is it not one of these? Because if it was this lesser of the spec'd ones, you would at least have a 32 megapixel Sony primary camera for the rear camera on the 4 GB RAM, 64 GB onboard storage model. But we don't get that. And the front facing camera is supposed to be a 24 megapixel Sony ultra clear front facing camera. This one says the front facing camera is 8 megapixels. So you mean to tell me this thing is even lesser than this? That cost $180 on Amazon, where you can get as low as $100 on either Alibaba or eBay. Even this thing, look, even this thing has full HD plus 180p. This thing is 720. Admittingly, and look, here's the other giveaway. Expandable storage capped out at 256 gigabytes of a memory card. Same thing here. Look. Supports expandable storage, 56 gigabytes. What are you so afraid of admitting? I said, go ahead, admit it. That shouldn't be a bad thing. But now you continue to feed. You can't even get the specs right on your own device to the same outlet who announced the phone on July 14th. Let me zoom out for those of you that are watching. July 14th, 2021. You couldn't even give a complete spec list and not even high-res cameras, but there it is, 32 megapixel rear-facing camera. Then the next day, on July 15th, or July 16th, that is, for the launch party, you tell them it's a 48 megapixel rear-facing camera on a quad-core setup. And furthermore, you say banned apps, including Gab, is on this. Have you talked to Gab at all? Andrew Torba has been questioned over and over and over again why there is no more Gab app. The only way you can get a so-called Gab app is to install it as a progressive web app through the browser. Any Chromium-based browser, open source browser like Chrome or Microsoft Edge or Decentra browser or Brave browser can have it installed. You do not have that app. Oh, dude, my goodness. I'm getting a headache having to address this over and over and over again. There's some stuff happening in the background too, folks, that I can't tell you about just yet. I'm waiting for the responses to come in, and I believe this was put up because of what's happening right now in private. I don't want to make it public. And I'm talking about one of the most major conservative influencers. We've been in touch. If this person responds in kind, and if this pressure to put the specs up was due to the shakeup I did this week on Instagram, those that follow me there would know this is along the right path, but has only allowed for more questions than answers as to maybe we were all wrong. We gave too much credit that it was this phone. Maybe he's not even shipping this one out, which is something lesser than this, which makes things even worse. You know how to contact me, Eric Finman. I've tagged you everywhere that I could. Stop ignoring me. Contact me directly. Let's talk. I'm asking all the right questions. You need to have the answers. That's it for this one, everyone. Check out my stuff at www.thedangerousgrover.com. I'll see you on the next one.